The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Jolenta.
How many dresses do you have in your closet right now?
Oh, God. Well, that's kind of a tough question. After we lived by the life-changing magic of tidying up, I got myself down to maybe 40 dresses. But then after that, of course, I got lured back into stoop sales.
Right. You are addicted to stoop sales. But this means all of your dresses are like secondhand and vintage.
Yes. Historic, you might say. My dresses span the decades.
Right. So, really, your closet is like a museum.
Yeah, you could call it a museum, a fabulous museum if you want to.
Mm-hmm. And if your closet is a fabulous museum, that would make you the curator, right?
Ooh, I think I like where this is going. Are we going to be closet curators?
Oh, you know we are, ladies. So get your docent ready because I am Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And this is By the Book.
In each episode of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
Today, our book is The Curated Closet, a simple system for discovering your personal style and building your dream wardrobe by Anushka Reis.
Anushka Reis is a Berlin-based writer and personal style expert who's been obsessed with fashion since she was a little girl. As an adult, she moved to London to get her master's degree in social psychology at the London School of Economics, and when she wasn't studying, she dedicated all her free time to shopping. But Anushka had a problem. Even though she had a closet jam-packed full of clothes, she always felt like she had nothing to wear. Every morning, it took her over an hour to pick an outfit, and she'd leave the house feeling defeated. To fix the problem, Anushka decided to put her knowledge of psychology to work. She researched the fashion industry, studied fashion icons, examined her own shopping habits, and came to a startling discovery. She had no idea of what her style was. Rather than getting to know herself and her likes and dislikes, she'd spent her entire life chasing trends and spent every penny she had on poorly constructed fast fashion. And so she decided to make a change. She developed a sense of her own taste, started shopping more selectively, and redefined how she got dressed. After a few years, she had a unique look, felt more confident, and was wasting way less time and money on clothes. To help others do the same, Anushka started a blog full of style and shopping tips that became hugely popular with people around the world. And in 2016, she turned that blog into a book called The Curated Closet.
In The Curated Closet, Anushka explains that our wardrobes can make us unhappy for many reasons. We buy things we don't love because they're offered at a discount, and we keep things that itch, ride up, don't fit, cause blisters, and have holes out of obligation or because we feel guilty about the money we spent on them. We do this because it feels easier in the short term, but in the long run, doing so makes us less confident. Anushka says the key to fixing our wardrobe problems is knowing our personal style and matching it to our lives. And she stresses that there is no cookie-cutter version of style. It is not based on trends, style typologies, or a list of essentials, but on who we are as individuals.
Here's how you do it. Step one, define the status quo. Document what you wear every day for several days, and then ask yourself, what was your favorite outfit? What was your least favorite outfit? What clothes made you happiest, and what did your clothes say about you? Finally, define your current style in three words.
Step two, discover your style goals. Ask yourself what you like about your current style and what you want to change. Are you playing it too safe? Are you not dressing for your current job, but a past one? Start a digital inspiration board of the clothing, cuts, colors, patterns, and textures that speak to you, and change it up as much as you like, deleting and adding images as you go along. Then start experimenting. Try on clothes in stores, look at your friends' closets, and see what you actually like on your body versus on your inspiration board.
Step three, define your style profile. Now that you've done your fieldwork, you should know the cuts, fabrics, colors, and styling of outfits that feel authentically like you. From skirt lengths to pattern combinations to whether you prefer overdressing or underdressing at a party. Now, create a mood board of what your style profile is and write a summary of the key qualities of your style. For example, Grace Kelly goes to college or 21st century Victorian romance.
Step four, detox your closet. Look at your clothes. What do you love? What do you hate? What items have nothing to do with your newly defined style? Pull out the clothes you never wear and that no longer match your aesthetic. Isolate the problems with these clothes, whether it be fit, fabric, color, a giant hole, and so on. Mend or tailor the things you want to keep and get rid of the rest by donating, selling, or repurposing into rags. And if you're having trouble parting with something, try a trial separation by hiding it out of sight for a bit and seeing if you're okay without it.
Step 5, evaluate your lifestyle. Your perfect wardrobe should match your personal style and your lifestyle. That means your job, social life, indoor versus outdoor time, frequency of formal events, and so on. So write a list of every activity you do in an average of 2 weeks and the kinds of outfits you wear for each type of activity. Now, compare that to what remains in your closet and determine the wardrobe areas where you're understocked.
Step 6, relearn how to shop. Look at your mood board. Take note of the color palette, types of fabric, key pieces that embody your style, statement pieces that add flair, and basic pieces that balance out the looks. List the items you'd like to add to your wardrobe and make sure these all fit into one of your understocked lifestyle categories. Take your time shopping for items on the list. Don't worry about doing it all at once. Keep your budget in mind and plan what you'll get before heading to the store or shopping online. Once you're trying things on, pay attention to fit, construction, and how comfortable you feel.
That's what the book says, and so that's what we did for 2 weeks straight. So, Jolenta, tell us about your first week of living by The Curated Closet.
Well, Kristen, I was very excited to do this book. I like to think of myself as pretty stylish, knowing what I'm about style-wise. You know, back in the day, my friends still tease me about this. I was known for referring to myself as a fashion visionary.
Ooh.
Yeah. But once I got to work actually living by this book and doing step one, my heart kind of sank. I tracked what I wore for a few days and listened to what I found out.
So I've been tracking what I wear, and like this is it a lot of the time, this shitty old t-shirt. I have been wearing this t-shirt because I've been working from home for like 4 days straight with these sweatpants. I changed my underwear and these Birkenstocks. It's gray, it's baggy, oversized, not fast fashion. But I do look like garbage.
Yeah. My three words were like lazy, sleepwear, yoga. This tracking step totally destroyed the story I tell myself about my style. I have been living a lie. Wearing the same t-shirt for 4 days and sweatpants all the time is not visionary.
I mean, you are somebody who works from home and does a lot of yoga, though, so it's right. Kind of like functional, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I like being comfy. I like functional clothes, but I don't like looking like I just rolled out of bed 4 days in a row, you know? I have some good clothes that are way nicer and way more my actual aesthetic, but I just never touch them.
But why? Why don't you touch them?
So it dawned on me during step one that I'm just waiting. Like, I'm waiting to feel good enough to wear them. I'm waiting for me to be confident enough to, like, actually try out my visionary style and feel like I deserve to wear the nice things
you
I
deserve
have.
Them, though. Jolenta. You deserve it.
I know.
Stop waiting.
I will. I did stop waiting. And I started step two-ing. I moved on to step two to discover my style goals. So I spent a morning scouring Pinterest. I added pictures. I deleted pictures. I got super frustrated with search terms because everything I searched for was not what I wanted to find. And after 5 hours of
doing
this...
Hold on. What do you mean searching for search terms?
I was just putting in search terms like, you know... Oh, what were some good
Shirt?
Ones? No. I'd be like, boxy crop tank. And it would be like one Etsy link. And I'm like, this is not what I'm going for. I think my terms were a little too specific.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So after 5 hours of doing this, I started feeling like I was just fully losing my mind. So to shake things up, I just went to a department store and I took my mobile Pinterest board, aka my phone, and I just tried to try on some pieces that resembled some of the pictures that managed to make the cut.
Nice, nice. How'd that go?
It wasn't nice. It was nerve-wracking. This is embarrassing to admit because, again, it goes against my view of myself as a fashion visionary, but I hate trying things on. I hate it. Usually trying on clothes leads me to be like, oh, my body's disgusting and I can never wear anything I like. And I just try to avoid it. I usually just buy my clothes online. I often get them too big and just keep them anyway. And I call it a day.
Oh, Jolenta.
Yeah.
By the way, listeners, if you don't know this, Jolenta is such a hottie. She has legs to her ears. She's got an ass that won't quit.
Oh my God.
She's got a great rack.
Stop it.
She's a gorgeous woman. She's got that beautiful flowing hair. You're a goddess.
I'm trying to believe it.
And
more.
If somebody who looks like you, like a goddess, feels uncomfortable in a fitting room, I mean, what hope does the rest of the world have?
I mean, not to mention fitting room lighting is always
horrible. Oh, it is
horrible.
The worst. Oh, my God. It's like they're trying to make you feel bad about yourself.
They want you to just run out crying.
Yeah.
So I had a different experience, though, this time in that fitting room. And I recorded an audio diary as I left the store to sort out my findings.
Hmm.
Okay, I have to say, I'm impressed. I tried on a bunch of things I would normally never touch, but they match the descriptions of the stuff on my list. And, like, honestly, I would wear every single one of the things. Even the thing I liked the least looked way better than I thought it was. And it was a top that was literally from like, a weird old lady section. But it met my criteria. I guess it doesn't matter as much where it comes from. But, yeah, I'm really surprised. I thought I was good at shopping.
Whoa, so this was a totally different shopping experience, because you had your photos with you?
Yeah. I tried on things in, like, tons of different colors, which I normally never do. I pretty much always wear black.
Sometimes you wear gray.
True. I'll spice it up with some gray.
Sometimes
some
charcoal.
Gray. Yeah.
New York rainbow.
Exactly. But I enjoyed pushing myself to ignore my rules. And, you know, I tried on a gold dress. I tried on a blue and taupe shirt, you know?
Oh, taupe.
Yeah. When have I ever worn taupe? Never.
No. When have you ever said taupe?
Never? Yeah. And this exercise also surprisingly helped remind me that, like, my body isn't the enemy. You know, you can try on the same thing in a bunch of sizes. And as long as you look and feel good, like, it's fine. And you can have fun with it and express what's inside.
To that. And you know what I just hate? Sizing.
Oh, it's the worst. Also, it's just not consistent.
Yeah, like, you go from one shop and it's a size 2. You go to another shop, the same dress is a size 10.
Yeah.
And it, for some reason, certain body types seem to be represented in the clothing world. And
right.
Other body types don't. Like,
if you have people who are 6 feet tall.
Well, I was going to say, depending on where your curves are. What if you're a big-legged, delicious, you know, meaty-legged gal like me, but you have no butt and a small waist? For some reason, no clothes are designed that way because they don't think my body's appropriate. Yep. Whatever.
Anyway,
enough about me. Back to you. Back to you.
Right. Next, I did step 3, which is actually defining your personal style. So I took note of the fabrics and the colors and the cuts that I liked from my Pinterest board. And I just pulled my favorite pictures from the Pinterest board. And I made a digital collage on a free website that I found. And then I wrote out my personal style description. So here I am sharing my newly defined style with my partner, Brad.
There's like some crystals and like it's mostly black and white and gray, but there's some gold and like burnt orange and some like olive. And then so I've decided my style profile is it's 70s glam minimalism. Which I know is a little contradictory, but like it's very like disco. And it's a little edgy and sparkly. Like, there's gold lamé, there's sequins, there's velvet. But, like, it's all sort of minimalistic.
Is it just a picture of Cher?
What? No, it's the Witches of Eastwick. And their style is, like, amazing in it.
Classed up 70s glam.
Yeah. Basically, it's like a modern... The overall idea is a modern-day minimalist witch goes to a party at Studio 54.
Yeah, that tracks.
Right? Like, that's what I'm going for.
Ah, Jolenta.
You know I gotta get my crystals and my witches in there.
Of course, I would be disappointed if there was not a mention of a witch or a crystal somewhere in here. So
exactly.
You did it. Very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that step was legit fun. It got me excited about the things that were inspiring me and excited to move on and actually look at my current wardrobe to see how it matched up with my ideal wardrobe and do some shopping maybe. But that doesn't happen until week two. And I definitely need to hear about your first week of living by the curated closet, Kristen. Please tell.
Yes. Happy to tell. So I like to think I have my own look. It's a style I started developing in high school with thrift store shopping and hand-me-downs from my Nana. And over the years, I've refined it, gradually going from grungy secondhand to more colorful vintage mod. And when I tracked what I wore for the first few days, it really seemed I was living up to my self-image, well, at least half the time. But, of course, the way we see ourselves is not always the way others see us. So for step one, defining the status quo, I asked my husband, Dean, to give his take. How did he see my style?
Oh, interesting.
And this is what he said.
I would say up shop chic.
What?
What do you call it in this country? Not an op shop. What do you call it? Secondhand store chic, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like your outfits are very stylish. I do feel like they are, what's the right word for it? It's like not crisp and new. I would say that the clothes that you wear look like you have lived in them for, you didn't just buy them off the rack. You've lived in them for a while. And I think that's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or does that just look like I'm shabby then?
No. No, you certainly don't look shabby. That is definitely not a thing.
But if all my clothes look really lived in, I don't know if that's a good thing either.
Lived in, Dean? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Just say vintage, even if they look lived in. Like, oh my God, just lie to her.
But that's what he said. He said lived
in. I do not think he hit the nail on the head, but I'm interested to see what happens next.
Yeah, so what I did was I went back home, looked through my clothes, and I have to confess, Dean was actually partially right. While some of my clothes do indeed have that fabulous vintage mod look that I like to think they have.
Like your wedding dress?
Yeah. 1962.
It was so mod.
Silk dress. So cool.
So vintage. So unlived in.
So wonderful. But some of my clothes did fall short. For example, I was carrying around a handbag with a broken handle for weeks.
No, the second you said that, I was like, no, that is like definitely part of her style.
You know my handbag,
a little jerry-rigged together.
It's not in a good place. It's just not. And this is a horrible habit of mine. I tend to use handbags until they fall apart and then way beyond their falling apart point. So my status quo, three words, were actually lived in chic.
Yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, it is sort of accurate. Sort of accurate. I still think there's a better word, a better phrase than lived in, but
yeah. I'm not saying all my clothes, but it was like over a third of them kind of fell into
if
that
it's
category.
Enough that Dean will say it is part of your style, then like you might want to revisit.
Yes. Yes.
So what did you do for step two then?
Yes. Determining my style goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that my goal was to look a little less lived in and a lot more fabulous vintage mod with polish. Polish was high on the list.
How do you define polish, just so I'm clear?
Put together. Nice. Things don't look lived in. It doesn't look like a used couch in the dormitory.
Nice.
Don't want to look like a used couch in the dormitory.
No one does.
No. So I started scouring the internet for what I do want to exude. What kind of image do I want to have out there? And I put together an inspiration board.
Nice.
And Jolenta, as you know, I'm a major film buff. I studied film in college. I was even a film critic for 6 years. That's when we met.
Yeah, I was going to say we were friends.
Yeah. So not surprisingly, most of the images I collected were from movies and TV. I grabbed over a dozen stills from The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Do you know that movie?
No.
It's an early 1960s tragic musical wildly colorful costumes. Everyone should see it. You should see it. I grabbed outfits from Marlo Thomas in That Girl.
Yes.
From Zooey Deschanel in The New New Girl. I copied images from season one of The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, that's so you.
Yes. And from all the seasons that Emma Pillsbury was a character on Glee. Do you know who Emma Pillsbury is?
Yeah, she played the guidance counselor.
Yes.
She's super adorable. And her costumes were amazing in that show.
Adorable.
Yeah.
I obsessed over all the clothes and the wallpapers and furniture in my favorite French New Wave movies and Fellini movies. And guess what I realized?
I bet you discovered that a lot of your clothes already meet your criteria because some of them look like you stole them from a costume department of a TV show in the 60s.
You are correct. Here, let me show you. Let me show you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so look at this picture. Mm-hmm. Season one, Mary Tyler Moore. Hello.
Oh, so good. That flip at the bottom
of
the hair. Yeah,
I own that dress.
No.
Yes. Okay, look at this one of that girl. I kid you not. This brooch that she's wearing.
Oh, I've seen you wear stuff like that for sure on your denim.
Like that. That's an actual brooch I own that Dean got me.
Wait, when we first from the dating. Mary Tyler Moore Show?
No, this is that girl.
Oh, that girl. That's nice.
This is a very rare pin that a few were made back in the era.
Shut up. And he got you one?
Yes. I have one of these.
That's incredible.
And I have that crossover dress too.
I was
too,
saying
only
you definitely
white,
have a dress that looks like that. It's very you.
Yes. This long pendant with the red
you
sweater.
You wear stuff like that
yes.
too.
Look at this outfit from that girl. Was I not wearing that yesterday?
Oh, you wear that like every day.
Yes, yes. So I was pretty excited to see that I already dress a lot like this. It was pretty fun.
Nice.
It was great.
So basically you're just working on polish, like for some things.
Yes.
What did you do next?
I did step three, defining my personal style. So this was pretty easy. I chose all my favorite pictures, including the ones I just showed you there.
Nice.
And I noted the fabrics, the colors, and the cuts that I like. Blues, pinks, and greens were the colors that showed up the most often. All the clothes were dresses, skirts, and cardigans, pretty much.
Yeah, you're not a pants girl.
No, I do not like pants. They don't make pants for my body type, and they don't make me feel fun. So, yeah, I never wear pants. And then I took everything that I put together, and I came up with my little definition of what my style is.
May I hear it?
Yes. I call it the Technicolor Umbrellas of Zoe Pillsbury.
That is a mouthful, but I think I see what you mean.
Doesn't it sound like we would be the coolest band of all time?
Yeah,
the Technicolor
and it's definitely
Umbrellas of Zoe Pillsbury.
Like that band definitely formed in the 60s.
They did. And you know what? Sometimes when they're on stage and they're dancing, and their little flips are going up and down.
Their flips on their hair?
Yeah, and then the crowd, when they scream afterward, they give you each a bottle of champagne and a free margarita because they love you so much because you're so cute and your outfits are so happy.
Oh, wow. That is definitely your kind of dream.
Yes. It's a good dream.
I love it.
Everyone is happy and everyone's wearing beautiful, vibrant colors and nobody's ever sad again.
I love it. I want to hear so much more about those Technicolor umbrellas. But first, Kristen, we have to take a break.
Do you ever find yourself wading through your newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter, wishing you could just call someone up and ask, what do I really need to pay attention to here? Well, what if you could? I'm Mary Harris, the host of What Next, Slate's new daily news podcast. And every weekday morning, I'm going to be on call for you, taking you inside one story, going deep behind the headlines. What Next is news you're not going to get just scrolling through your phone. To listen, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Okay, Jolenta, we talked about our first week of living by the curated closet. Let's get into week two. Tell me about it.
Let's do this. I started week two with my closet detox, which is step four. And since we did the KonMari book a little over a year ago and I moved last month, like I have purged many, many clothes. So I was a little nervous about what I would find when I detoxed my closet because I do still need things to wear. But I have to say, again, pleasantly surprised during this step. I have a lot more nice things that are totally in line with my style profile than I thought. I just don't really wear them. Listen. Ba-ba-bum. Let's see. This shirt is really good, and I never wear it because I feel like it's too fancy for me.
But it's just a sheer, I think it's silk too, a sheer silk t-shirt that's sort of baggy. It fits well. And it has cool detailing on the back. It's sort of open. I like this. It's got a little schmutz on it. But I really like this shirt. And nothing's too good for me. I can wear whatever the fuck I want. Love pile.
Yes.
Yeah, put it in the love pile.
You can wear whatever the fuck you want. Stop hiding in those sweatpants. Put on that sheer t-shirt. Yeah, do it.
What, you don't want to hang out with me when I'm wearing the same sweatpants I've worn for 4 days?
I mean...
I change my underwear still.
Maybe you can pair the sheer t-shirt with the sweatpants, actually.
Maybe, yeah. Really add to my edgy look. no, but this was fun. I pulled out a lot of ill-fitting sweats, and I donated them to a local charity. I joined an online consignment site to sell a few very oversized dresses that are essentially just black potato sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I even taught myself how to tailor some pants that needed to be taken in. I, like, took them in at the waist.
What?
Yeah.
That is a tough tailoring job.
Yeah.
Like, hemming I can do, but wow.
I was surprised, too.
Wow. I'm very impressed. So you're leaving your bag of stuff behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting into your witchy, sexy disco style.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And, after I tailored and detoxed, I moved on to step 5, which is examining your lifestyle. And turns out I basically only have 4 categories of activity I need to dress for. There's clothes I wear for yoga or walking the dog, you know, my more active wear stuff. There's working from home that I need to dress for, working out in the world, like going to Panoply or doing stand-up shows, and special occasions, you know, your wedding, your funeral, your fancy party.
Well, I know from all the leggings you wear, you're probably set for working at home and going to yoga.
Oh, you are so right. You are so right. And I have a good rotation of nice things to wear to special occasions, too. But I realized my working out in the world wardrobe was totally lacking. And this makes a lot of sense to me because it's the area of my life that I feel the least confident in. I never know what to wear to meetings or to my stand-up shows.
This is so interesting, Jolenta, because this is actually clothes getting at real issues here.
I know.
Your choice of clothes, it's actually reflecting what you feel most comfortable in, what you're least confident
Great.
In.
Great. So I feel most comfortable, like, in jammies.
No. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think it's
interesting that a book that's supposed to be just about we're supposed to look better is making you think about the areas that you're least confident in. That is so fascinating to me.
Yeah, I guess if you have to define your personal style, you have to think about, like, your personal limitations. I don't know.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So what did you do next then?
So I decided I needed to fix this wardrobe problem, and I moved on to step 6, which is relearning how to shop, because I thought maybe I could get an item or two for my work wardrobe. I looked at my mood board, and I looked at my wardrobe, and I made a specific list of items I needed to purchase, and I headed to a department store to find some working lady clothes.
Working lady, nice. So was it fun buying clothes? Did you dress for success?
I think I did.
Oh.
I got one top, but it fits really well. It is totally my style. It is burnt orange, which is a new color for me that I have realized I like. And I also learned that I love having a shopping list for clothes. I do it for groceries. Why not my clothes? It makes so much sense. It made going to a store so much easier. It made trying things on way less stressful because I knew what I was actually looking for. I knew what kind of fit I was going for. And it made it more about just the garment and less about my body, like, failing me because this one random top didn't work or something, you know?
Oh, wow. And then that burnt orange shirt, did you end up wearing it? Did you go into the world? Did you feel more confident in it?
Yes. Yes, I did. I wore the shirt to a stand-up show later that week. And while I was getting dressed, I found I had the confidence to get even more daring with my style, and I did something I haven't done in years. Listen. It's time. It's time to be honest about my styling. I love jewelry. I love fucking around with it. And I miss my nose stud. So let's see if this will even go back in. Ah. Oh, come on. Oh, okay. It's through. Yes. In. Oh, nice. I miss this stud.
I'll wear all the jewelry all at once, and I'm not worried.
Ooh, witchy.
Yeah.
Was it a crystal stud?
Yes, it was.
Was
obviously.
It?
I don't know. It's like cubic zirconia. It looks, it's good enough.
Nice, nice. Living up to your style all the way.
Yeah. I put my stud in my nose piercing, which I never do anymore, like basically because I'm a coward. I worry, you know, like what if I go to a meeting and people are like, she's too casual. Like she has a nose stud. And I was like, who gives a shit? Like I'm just going to wear my stud. I'm going to wear my new shirt. I'm going to do a stand-up show and be me.
And it felt good.
It felt nice. It was fun. I felt confident. Like, I was digging myself. And that's how I ended week two of Living by the Curated Closet.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. How was your week two, Kristen?
All right. So I began with step four, like you, detoxing my closet. I looked through what I loved. I looked at what I rarely wear. And I thought about what actually epitomized the Technicolor umbrellas of Zoe Pillsbury. Some of the clothes were obviously there to stay. A dress I like to call my Mrs. Robinson Gets Naughty dress.
Uh-oh.
My Lily Pulitzer frock, which I'm wearing today.
Huh? Oh, that is cute.
Yeah. The outfits that look like Fellini designed them himself.
Nice.
I kept all of those. But then there were some items that made me pause. Listen.
All right, hon, let's get to this one. It is the kitten wrapped in the U.S. flag tank top, which has some nice memories for me when James was over from the UK and he dressed in UK clothes and I dressed in America clothes. I got this shirt just for that. So should I keep it?
I mean, it's a cute shirt. Is it on your inspiration board?
There is not a shirt of a kitten wrapped in a U.S. flag on my board. No.
Yeah, Kristen, I don't...
But aside from that, I can just give money to the Humane Society.
You don't need to buy
yeah,
a shirt.
I don't need that shirt. No, so...
I don't think it's the polish you're going for.
No, it is not. So I got rid of it along with a couple of other tops I have that have logos or writing.
You're not an image on a shirt kind of person.
No, not usually. And I also got rid of any dresses that looked truly, quote, lived in.
Oh.
To use Dean's words.
Nice.
And I got rid of clothes that didn't quite match my palette, including this very bright yellow dress I got at a Stoop sale last year on a whim that makes me feel like I'm wearing a bumblebee costume whenever I have it on.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm definitely learning from this book. Like, things that make you feel like a full fraud or like you're in costume, you know, don't lead to confidence.
No. Did not make me feel confident, so I got rid of that. And I also had two dresses actually taken up at the tailor.
Oh, you should have just brought them to me, girl.
I should have. You're a tailor now. If only I'd known.
I know. I should have made a post or something on Twitter to be like, tailoring services now available.
Man, I wish I would have done that because it actually cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. It can be expensive. That's why I did it myself because I was like, I do not have the money for this right now.
Oh, next time.
Well, I am very, very impressed. I didn't think you'd part with a single dress, let alone a kitty cat tank top.
Yeah. I mean, I got rid of so many dresses during the life-changing magic of tidying up. Like, who knew I had more dresses to get rid of?
Oh, but I have a feeling you always have more dresses. But what about step five, evaluating your lifestyle? Are there ever times you don't need to wear a dress?
So this was kind of a strange exercise. Frankly, it made me question how I'm living my life. Here I am talking to Dean about it.
My activities every day are go to work, walk around, go out to dinner, walk in the park, play board games, hang out with friends, drink margaritas, go to work, walk around, go to Stoop sales, go to the farmer's market, walk around. Also watch TV and sit on the couch.
Ah, yes. Plus your husband is missing.
Who says I need clothes for that? But, sorry. Sorry, sure. Listeners. Like all my activities, I pretty much wear the same clothes whether I'm at work or going to the farmer's market, don't I?
Yeah, pretty much. So, like...
That's not true. I wear slightly nicer clothes to work than I do on the weekends.
I mean, yes, but no.
Dean is not letting up on my lifting clothes thing.
He is still like the king of diplomacy, though. Like, he's so sweet about it. That's why he's America's favorite husband.
So, yeah, he still thinks like, you know, at this point, he's like, some of your clothes are not necessarily that different from other clothes. Some of them still might
look
a little
lived in.
But
it's not like you need, you know, your, like, high-performance outerwear to, like, climb Everest in or anything. You know, you
live a life that lends itself pretty well to what you wear, right?
Yeah. So I just wear the same clothes all the time that are a little bit lived in. But
yeah, like, and Mary Tyler Moore isn't like, I need more like skinny jeans.
Well, I mean, it did briefly make me think that, though. When I was going over all my activities, I'm like, maybe is there something wrong with my life? Am I not living a varied enough life? I don't have clothes for kayaking like some of my friends do.
Yeah,
I don't have clothes for that's true. Maybe
and that's
I should
fine.
Kayak. Maybe I started
Uh-oh.
Thinking things like this.
We're heading down a spiral.
Yeah. But
I'm getting you a kayak for Christmas.
No, you're not getting me a kayak because I'm afraid of kayaking.
Oh,
but
it's super fun.
Really?
Okay, oh, it's the best. We digress.
Okay.
What were you gonna say?
But you know what? Once I came to peace with the fact that all of my clothes go everywhere with me, whether it's the farmer's market or work or on a walk or board game nights. Once I made peace with that, I actually didn't see it as such a bad thing. I actually saw it as kind of a liberating thing.
Yeah.
It's good that my clothes fit my lifestyle. It's
yeah, like
good
you're already,
that I can
you've
do that
already like accidentally evaluated your lifestyle, apparently.
So
you're just ahead of the game.
Thank you. Thank you. And so all those thoughts that I'm not doing enough with my life just evaporated. It's like, no, I'm doing the right thing with my life and I have the right clothes for my life. So that made me feel pretty good.
Again, evaluating your lifestyle and like starting to think about just how you live your life and what you do and what you're okay with, like that is a surprising thing to get to based on a, you know, closet detox.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very surprised by
yeah.
that.
I love it. I love surprises and I love you and your non-kayaking lifestyle. Now tell me, how did you end your week two?
I ended week two with step six, relearning how to shop. And for this step, I didn't actually buy a single thing.
What?
I just made a list of the things that I needed, with a new handbag being item
yeah.
number one, that handbag with the broken strap.
Mm-hmm.
I noted how much I wanted to spend on these things and the colors and styles I'd keep an eye out for. I told myself, you don't have to buy anything right now. This is not urgent. You can take your time. It's not the end of the world if you don't have this bought in the next 2 days or 5 days
right.
or whatnot. It's fine. Then I headed out of town for a conference I was presenting at.
Ooh.
And I decided that I would enlist all my new style tricks while I was on stage. And here I am with Dean later that day when I got back.
Oh.
Is that good? You like that?
Yeah, I missed you, honey.
Oh, I like scratching your back.
Hold on. Is my dress not zipped up?
No. I assumed you unzipped it for me to scratch your back.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Has it been unzipped all day? Did you speak in front of 200 people? 3,000 people? How many people?
It was a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm. At a conference?
Oh, God.
With this all unzipped? It's okay. I'm sure no one noticed. You have long hair.
I ironed the dress. I ironed it in the hotel room.
Wow.
I went through some extra effort today. I did more work with my makeup. I wore a new bracelet that my friend Celeste gave me to coordinate.
You look great, honey. The dress looks great on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, Kristen. I mean, I am very sorry about your zipper situation, but I'm kind of on Dean's side. You have really long hair. I'm sure no one saw it. And you did everything else like killer. Like, when's the last time I've ever touched an iron? I can't even tell you. I haven't touched an iron in like 100 years.
Yeah. And I do have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
As mortified as I was at that moment with Dean, I was like sick to my stomach.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
I know that
it.
Feeling where you're like, my fly was down at that important meeting and
yes.
everyone saw my underwear or, you know.
Yes. But then I remembered something. All those styling efforts,
mm-hmm.
not just the ironing or the makeup or the jewelry, but I actually did different mixing and matching that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on stage, I wore a different sweater that day than I normally do. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't up there just with an unzipped dress. I had a cardigan over the unzipped dress, so
you
couldn't
totally
even
fine.
See it.
No one
because
would have ever known.
Styling came to the rescue.
That's amazing.
Thank God I was actually using my styling tricks. I was dressing like Mary Tyler Moore season one. I looked
yeah,
great.
And it accidentally saved your ass.
It did.
Or I guess back.
Yes. So it
well
worked.
Well done.
All right. Coming up, We'll get to our verdicts. But first, a reminder, we want to hear from you. Have you lived by the curated closet? Do you have a vision board? Who inspires you to dress the way you do? Share your story at buythebook@panoply.fm or at 505-510-BOOK. Okay, Jolenta, it's time to get down to business. Did the curated closet actually work? Would we recommend it?
Well, when we started this book, I did not think I needed it. I thought I was a fucking visionary. And I was, in the end, really surprised with how good the advice was. And now I love it. I think I love this book.
Oh.
I love it. Yeah. It was a little daunting at first when you first finished reading it. You're like, wow, that was a lot of very specific direction. And you kind of can't move to one step without having really thoroughly done the other. And it's a lot of work. But, like, it's really good advice. And you know I love, like, my specific, really tangible tasks, you know. And this book definitely offered that. And although I feel like reading the book and living by it for 2 weeks only got me part of the way there. You know what I'm going for now. Yeah, I need to get a few more tops I can wear to work. And, you know, I need to play with, like, how I stack my necklaces some more. But I have a really solid vision of where I want to head. And it makes me really excited. And the thing I've already started noticing that I love is just how much easier it is to put my clothes together. Like, how much easier it is to just whip on an outfit. I can just, like, grab a pencil skirt, grab a top, toss on some necklaces, and know that all of...
I thought this was a great book.
What?
The steps
really?
Were simple and easy to follow. I loved collecting items for my inspiration board. Any chance to just look at fabulous people in mod 1960s, vibrant technicolor
right.
clothing? I loved that. I actually felt that it was a good wake-up call to think about, like you, I always thought I looked fantastic. But yeah, there are a few ways that I'm shabbier than I should be.
And
actually.
Like then you think you are. You realize like, oh, what I think isn't necessarily what I'm putting out there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like all my things are like that. But there are a few items that could have been spruced up. I could have accessorized things differently. I could wear jewelry more often. I could polish up my look. Being polished doesn't mean that I'm less fun or less vibrant or less fabulous.
And it doesn't mean spending any more money. It just means
exactly.
like changing how you think about what you put together.
Yeah, exactly. So that was great. And I really love that the book emphasizes there are no right or wrong rules here. This is just about knowing yourself and dressing in a way that speaks to you and matching that to your lifestyle. It's not saying if you're tall, you have to only wear trousers
that are
cut like this.
Yeah, she was like, never worry about those kind of rules. Yeah. Like, if you like it, you'll probably find a way to make it look good on you. Like, don't rule it out.
Yeah, but of course, I always have at least one thing I need to nitpick about.
Right, of course.
Yes. And in this case, it is about the photos in the book.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That bothered me, too.
All the women in the photos are
perfect.
Tall, rail thin models who all look to be about 23.
Yeah.
There is no age diversity. Mm-hmm. There is no body shape diversity.
Yeah. They at least had ethnic diversity, so
yes.
I'll give her that. But no, they were very clearly extremely beautiful models that
all
or I
weigh
will just 112 never look like.
Pounds
yeah.
and are 6 feet tall.
Even if I were skin and bones, I would yeah. not be as pretty as them.
I think that if this was really going to be the best book ever, I would change out those photos.
Yeah.
I would make sure
it
that
does
there
sort
was
of go, like,
yeah.
It's sort of a counterintuitive thing to have in a book about, like, there's no right way, but it's like, but there is a right body.
Yes. And so I would prefer that the next version of this book, if she puts out a second version of the book or a third one, I would like to see different models.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah,
really would.
That's a very good call.
Yeah. But aside from the pictures, I really enjoyed this book. And I think I'm going to continue to be inspired by this book even after we're done living
yeah.
by it.
I'm like excited to keep working on my curated closet.
Yay.
I'm so glad we agree. I was so nervous. I was
yay.
Like, of course I'm going to like it because it's like, yay, like me and confidence and clothes.
It was so fun. And you know what? We are beautiful pieces of art.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't we curate for
yeah,
ourselves?
I'm going to curate the shit out of myself.
I am a museum.
You are.
Love me.
You are a museum that solely is a retrospective on the 60s.
And you are a witch.
A yes,
fabulous,
I am.
Sexy
a witch
crystal
at
witch.
Studio 54.
Yes.
And that's it for this episode of By the Book. Our producer is the Levi's only wearing Cameron Drews.
Our managing producer is the wonderfully stylish Mia Lobel.
Thank you, as always, to our composer, Nate Wyda, and to the Rizzos who perform our theme song.
And to Andy Bowers at Panoply.
Please stay in touch. Let us know if you've read The Curated Closet. How do you find your style inspiration? What works? What doesn't? Tell us.
Also, send us any questions or suggestions for future books for us to live by. Our email address is buythebook@panoply.fm. You can also tweet us at Jolenta G, at Kristen Meinzer, or at buythebookpod. And you can call us at 505-510-BOOK.
Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps everyone find our show. It helps us enjoy our lives more. It helps the world.
And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show. Jolenta, I'm telling you, did you know we have the show?
Oh my gosh, no, I didn't.
By the Book.
Hey, Cameron,
listen.
Have you heard of this show called By the Book?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Tell
you gotta listen. It's a must listen.
Tell people who even know about it just to drive the point home and
just
drive
remind
them nuts. Yeah. Do it. Do it. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Jolenta, it's time to get down to business.
Yes.
Did the curated...
That's all. I'll take a sip.
I'll do that too. Mm, sometimes I do this thing where, like, if the hosts are having a problem, I think I'm having
I do this. Yeah. When Kristen was, like, struggling, choking. I was like, I have to clear my throat. Yeah. I do the same thing.